Well, I can guarantee that it is actually recording your audio now because
sure
I can
it
see,
is. Uh-huh.
I can see little things going up and down.
I beg your pardon.
Right, let's get going then. Take two.
APP Services, the Varsity at Boob1.co.uk present the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 282. I'm Adam, and I've got question mark underpants. And here's Debbie Melrose.
Yes, we know who you are.
Mary Lang.
Bit of first things firstness.
Andy Nunney.
There will be truth or there will be consequences.
And Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
You operate it by titivating the fronds.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Titivating? I thought it was titillating.
No, it's titivating.
No, what's titivating? It was titivating.
But yeah, titillating.
It's very this podcast is very titivating. Or titillating.
That's each of you to say.
The way this is take two of this particular show, I'm glad I don't have to refer to some of the stories I may have told in the first version, because they probably weren't that interesting anyway. Right then, everybody.
They went off on a rugby rant.
Yeah.
That's but yeah. Yeah.
And then we talked about Alicia.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we did talk about
lots
Alicia.
Of pizza.
No, there was no mention of pizza, although we did have pizza this week at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, no,
with
saw
Alicia.
That, yes.
That was one of my favourite pictures of us together, actually, because Alicia actually looks quite pleasant in it. I will mention Lavazzi before we get going, who've got a new product out. Yes, they have, everybody. They've got a new product out.
Yay! Which is
the Pandorica scarf, which is
yes,
the TARDIS exploding scarf, which is beautiful.
It?
Thank
it's
you.
It's wonderful.
So, if you join the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast
scarf,
Facebook group, which you can join, you
is
can
it?
Actually see me having posted a lovely picture of this said scarf, which you can get from lavazzi.co.uk.
Hooray!
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, we said that earlier, didn't we? But as your it's beautiful comments at the moment are a bit more believable than the ones of earlier. Right, what was the reference to rugby, Andy?
I
was actually watching the rugby last night. Because,
No.
We took Storm again to London. We did Jack the Ripper walk. By the time we got back home, the game had finished, so we actually recorded the game and sat and watched it. And it's actually quite funny. We're on the train home, and there was... Oh, hang on. Here's Stormageddon.
Stormageddon.
Oh, Stormageddon apparently he's had his bottom changed.
Oh, dear.
So he's now nice and clean.
What was wrong with his previous bottom?
He was rather messy. Hello, Stormageddon. Hello, Zach. Stormy. Hello, Stormy. Say hello.
Oh, God.
Hello, Stormageddon.
Please don't hurt him.
You're going to end up actually calling him that.
Yes, Stormy.
Well, on Facebook, my wife is now known as the Lovely Dawn.
That's your fault.
Even our vicar now knows my wife as the Lovely Dawn. Oh, there you go.
Don't hurt him.
Someday, 12 years from now.
Don't worry. It's only Kirby.
Oh, dear. I think he's hungry. I think he's all right. He's going to mommy. Right. Say hello, Dawn.
Hello, Dawn.
Right, goodbye, Dawn.
Thank you for that, right. Right. Dawn is now taking Stormageddon back downstairs again.
You know, you can go out and get one of those rubber chickens. When you squeeze it, it makes the same noise.
Yeah, those are funny.
Yeah, the rugby reference, because I said something about a line out.
Yeah, right. I'm not quite so sure about that.
Line out. What we talk about line outs? How did I get into line outs?
Because in rugby you have a line.
No, I know this. How did I?
But Lavazzi have a new clothing line.
That's right. Lavazzi
have
a new clothing line out.
Exactly.
Yes. Grief. Anyway, shall we get on with the episode? We're going to be talking about shut up. The Zygon invasion, which begins in
at the beginning.
Yeah, with in traditional storytelling way.
What?
Once upon
doctors.
A time, in a galaxy far, far away, there were three doctors.
Indeed, yes.
Which
three
was John
doctors,
Pertwee,
yes.
Sorry, it should
William
be
Hartnell
Treaty.
And Patrick Troughton.
So how many appearances now has John Hurt had in Doctor Who?
Three.
I think it's more than that.
Three.
No, this is fourth.
I don't want to know. Right, yeah. So so three Doctors, two Osgoods, and one peace treaty. and as typical as is with the Doctor, the peace treaty wasn't particularly solid. So that means we have nice Saigons who want to live amongst us in peace and harmony. But unfortunately, a horrible faction has arisen and wants to take over the world. And wants to kill.
That quote that every race is peaceful and warlike.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yes, yes, Kirby.
I liked how they said, "My race is that way, and my race is that way."
Exactly.
Yeah. So Osgood did a little video message, and Kirby referred to some message on a sort of newspaper cutting behind the left-hand
White House
Osgood's
appoints
head.
Alien ambassador.
Yes, indeed. And then we see a scene, a very scary scene, where Osgood gets kidnapped by a Zygon, which is not before she's able to send a text message to the Doctor.
But how? Yes. That's what I was about to discuss. What? How did she send the text message? Because we see her, she's hovering her finger over send, and then she's grabbed. She didn't have a chance to send the text message,
you
but we know
that,
it
you
got
did
sent.
Actually hear the sound of the message being sent.
Yeah, yeah, you
that.
Do. Yes, you do. Yeah.
So you're not that observant, are you, Kirby?
He's pretty observant.
Not that observant. If you didn't even hear the sending sound, so that's got to be.
Oh,
worth
what kind of phone was it? If it was an Apple phone, then probably it was something.
I don't. It was a generic
you
phone.
You wouldn't recognize,
right?
Anyway, so that's quite scary, that scene.
What kind of phone is it? Anyone recognize it?
You can't actually see it. Hang on, let's have a look at it. No, I don't recognize that. That's definitely not Apple.
I think they're trying to make it generic so that no one brand.
Yeah, but you can quite clearly see that.
Jenna's got an Apple.
Jenna? Hang on.
Sorry, Clara.
Thank you. Has an Apple phone, but this is a generic, weird ComSat phone. Don't recognize it at all.
Units personal style.
Yeah, they've got their own. Yeah. So she gets kidnapped, but she does send the message to the Doctor, who's still twanging on his guitar. And I suspect
Amazing
it is.
Amazing Grace this time.
I presume it is Peter Capaldi actually playing the guitar.
Yes, and I'm missing the guitar in the opening credits.
Bring it back. Yeah, I agree. Bring it back.
Yeah.
It'd be quite, even though the music's quite good, to have your Doctor actually playing within the title sequence would be quite
good.
So has he now played the guitar in every single story? Not necessarily every single episode, but every single story. Yes.
This is all a part of the reboot of the Doctor to make him look cool.
Well, he is cool.
I don't have to do that to make him look cool.
When he was wondering about playing the guitar again, I was like, oh, this is going to get old very quickly.
Yeah. Yep.
It wasn't like I was really furious, but it was like, oh, not again.
No, I like the guitar bit at the moment. I can't say I won't get sick of it.
Dresses scruffy, has sonic glasses.
Not that scruffy, Mary.
Plays the guitar in every episode. He's so cool.
Hang on. He's not scruffy.
He is.
Where's
he's
he scruffy?
He's the hippest doctor we've had in a long time, and that includes Matt Smith.
He's a wattish doctor.
Hip.
Yeah, I'd like it. So he's trying to phone Clara, who's being very annoying, just like Alicia, and not answering her phone. I mean, you can message Alicia all day.
Yeah.
You can message her all day and she won't answer it until you say something like, would you like some money?
Would you like something to eat or
no,
should we spend
that,
some money
no.
on you?
Or would you like £100? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't answer messages or phone calls unless she's phoning you. Yeah, so that different one is the other way around. Anyway, moving on. Like I was trying to allude before, Kirby's internet went a bit funny before.
They don't know about that.
Well, I've just mentioned
yes,
it, so they do.
Do
now.
We all know.
Yeah, because it went funny even after we restarted.
Yes. The unit, because obviously the Doctor's trying to have a conversation with the two little girls who are the Zygon. What are they? The Zygon.
Oh, yeah, that creepy old man talking to little girls on a playground.
Yes, I know. Something very
iffy
about
Matt Smith could sit on a swing next to a little girl. No one
You knew they were alien because of the way they were just standing there, not saying anything, just staring at him.
Hoping he was right, because otherwise he'd be arrested.
He knew. Anyway, the unit safe house.
The unit safe house that has a portrait of the first doctor.
Yeah, picture of the
force.
The first couple of frames of that scene is on the first doctor. Unfortunately, Mary has a contrast turned down and can't see a blimmin' thing.
A very dark picture could have been any generic old man.
Yeah, well, if you've got your sort of brightness and contrast down, that'll be the case.
On the...
I know, and your screenshot's very dark too.
So, yeah, Kate and... Jack, is it you say?
Jack, yeah.
Yes, Kate wants to get in contact with Colonel Duda because she's heard that Osgood has disappeared, and then it's confirmed by some surveillance footage, her being carried through some creepy town centre by a couple of Zygons. Meanwhile, the Doctor still trying to plead with the Zygon leaders, but he doesn't quite get there because they get taken away by a puff of red smoke. And some Zygons prior to their eventual sad death.
There's a picture that I'm not going to look for it now, but there's a picture making the rounds of a Zygon during this shoot sitting on a little rocker seahorse thing in that playground.
I want to see that.
Anyway, the next scene is... Osgood in a very ISIS-based scenario in between two terrorists reading out a script, and of course the weird script banner, and it's a black banner as well behind her head.
Truth or consequences.
They got away with that one at the moment, but like I said before in our previous version of this particular episode, Moffat could become a bit of a target. So, eventually Clara notices she's had a few missed calls, but still doesn't bother replying to any of them before she...
How many missed calls?
Never you mind, Kirby.
It's a question. I've got it written down.
How many times? If you lot start trying to surmise the questions in the quiz, you will get points deducted before the quiz starts. So I will pre-warn you.
I didn't get the number, if that's any help, and it'll be my question, so don't worry.
Be quiet, Debbie.
I didn't get the number either.
I've got it written down.
Right,
okay,
be quiet.
Okay, you get it.
Yep, and I'm not reading it out. I've got it written down.
Be quiet. So, Clara bumps into Sandeep, who wants his mummy and his daddy, and so she gets nosy and decides to poke her nose into something that really doesn't concern her, and we meet Creepy Daddy.
That's me.
And I have to say, I knew immediately when the scene was over that that wasn't her.
Well done, Kirby, because you'd seen all the spoilers. He admitted it.
I bought in. I just, didn't think anything.
Thank you, Andy. He's,
sorry, folks.
Yes, spoilerific, Kirby. For some reason, knew this. I wonder why. And then we meet Creepy Mummy. And like I said, these two very bit actors stole that scene in creepiness and brilliance. Very, very good.
They were fantastic.
So eventually... Clara does her hair up a little bit just to make herself slightly different, and if she gets round to answering the doctor's call.
Did you just open up the conversation saying Dr. Disco?
Yeah. Something like that, yes. Yeah. He gives himself a couple of strange names.
Those lines, yeah.
So the doctor, Clara and Kate go to this sort of basement area where this Zygon technology is there, and the doctor titillates some of it.
It was titivate, wasn't it?
It's titivate.
But yeah, it should have been titillate.
No, it was titillate.
No, it's titivate.
Because I've written down titivating.
Yeah, so if he's written it down, that's what's in the script.
The subtitles said titivate, therefore they're correct.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
It is titivate.
Yeah, but it should be titillating.
No, it's not.
Because you don't know what you do with the fronds of a... maybe that's what you do with the fronds of a...
Titillate makes something look better. Titillate means to tempt, to tease, to bond. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Stimulate, yes.
Uh-huh. I suppose...
Can we get on? Anyway, yeah, so then we see the two little girls, Zygons, forced into being their normal selves before getting killed. And when they die, they turn into these little fluffy balls of something that flashes a lot. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. I called it hairy cow pat with electric.
Yeah, it looked like Brillo pads, yeah.
And a lot of nasty threats. Not a nasty threat, supposedly, by these mean Zygons. So this leads to the team sort of splitting up and going in their separate ways. Kate decides she's going to go off to...
On her own to
with no backup.
Yeah. With no backup to where?
Well, she doesn't decide. The doctor...
So the rolling consequence. Hills of Wales.
No, I think the doctor sends her.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, the doctor is very pleased to be present at Earth because he gets to ponce around in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
so...
And watch Jenna Coleman when he, right after... the doctor at the top of the airplane stairs does his Nixon peace sign thing.
I don't think
thing.
That was scripted then.
I'm not bothered. She was in character. She's a Zygon playing Clara. So she, what's she going to do? I'm a Zygon. I'm not going to be like Clara
Well,
Oswald.
It looks like she was actually cracking up at his. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Oh, look, she had to pretend to be Clara and be very convincing to get around the doctor specifically.
She was the commander.
Yes. Anyway, silliness. So, so
there. I just posted the picture of the Zygon.
Thank you. Clara and Jack investigate the lift and go right the way down to the bowels of London. Is it?
Yes.
London?
They apparently go to the same place that we saw in Flatline.
Yeah, exactly the same place.
It would be. It's not That's that. Right. Wales isn't that big a country. There can't be that many locations they can use. Millennium Stadium, that's one that comes to mind.
Unfortunately, I was unsuccessful in figuring out where this tunnel is.
It's in Wales somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Lucky guess. Just a lucky guess.
The doctor, meanwhile, arrives at some military area where Colonel Walsh has a bit of a problem because there are lots of Zygons in...
using mind tricks.
Yeah, doing playing tricks on all their soldiers.
Jedi mind tricks, yes.
And, you got that woman, who's, got a headset on. She can see her family on the screen and can't give
the
order. And then we have Kate arriving in Truth or Consequence just after Kirby has told one of his jokes. You can't actually see. There might be a longer version of this particular episode, a director's cut, where Kirby's joke. But unfortunately, BBC decided the joke was so bad, the only part of it they could show was the bit where the tumbleweed actually rolls across the road. And then you see it rolling back again, simply because the tumbleweed can't bear, because Kirby's out of shot, can't bear being anywhere near him.
It was
and it
the most rubbish
again.
Tumbleweed I've
It was probably
seen
the most rubbish joke that Kirby ever told. Yeah, so... Kate, sort of rather strangely and very reminiscently of Resident Evil, starts poking around these scenes. And me and Debbie did discuss how brilliant Resident Evil was.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 1. Did you ever play Resident Evil 2, Debbie?
Resident Evil is a really good computer game.
Computer adventure game, really, wasn't
it? No, it was brilliant. Lots of zombies and having to find serums and
having to use your brain.
Classic.
You really did get totally immersed in the characters.
Oh, brilliant.
Did you play the bloke or the woman?
I played it both.
Did you?
Mm. Yeah, and I really liked Silent Hill as well, for anyone who's listening.
I didn't play Silent Hill, but I did play Resident Evil 2, which was fantastic as well. But yeah, that was the most fun I've ever had out of any computer game, Resident Evil 1. Yeah, I did play Final Fantasy 7, but when you've gone for the graphics of Resident Evil to Final Fantasy, there's no competition. But Final Fantasy 7
is my favourite ever.
Number 7, that's the only one I ever played. I tried number 8.
Favourite ever game.
But Final Fantasy 7, that's the one I played. I did enjoy it immensely, but...
That's my favourite. It's my ringtone. It's on my phone case.
What, number 7? Hello?
Hello?
Do you mean number 7 or any of them?
7.
7, yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. And they made a film out of that, didn't they?
Yes, and I've got that too.
Have you? And there's Sleepy Phil. Yeah, like I say, Kate is immersed in Resident Evil as she, on her own, pokes around this
Why does she not have even someone waiting in the car?
Yeah, you know, I did not understand why
she's a bit weird.
How did you, Nick, gone off on her own?
Stupid,
I don't understand it myself.
But even the brig would have gone off with someone, like a driver.
You'd always have backup.
The unit with them, yeah.
Well, unit makes a lot of mistakes in this story. They do things that they just should not have done. They send her off on her own. They
go into the church.
The drone person ignores orders. The soldiers ignore orders in front of the church.
Uh-huh. They're supposed to be elite. Yeah. I mean, yes, there's always the factor of human feelings, but they've been told they're going to play with their feelings.
Right.
Instead, they ignore that.
They just can't resist it, can they? Anyway, meanwhile,
they didn't have to go inside. If they had problems with what was going on in that church, they could have just not.
They're all allowed out. Why would they be allowed out?
Right. Why they all have to go?
Yeah, they let themselves be lured inside, which is above and beyond disobeying, not shooting.
I know. I got ahead in the story, but
no, I know. But it is a complete no-no for unit, basically. Being that dumb.
Mm. Anyway, back to the story. So this strange woman who you lot decided it was straight away a Zygon, and I'm not Zygon. That sharp. Of course, that's
where... The police woman? I did not figure her to be a Zygon.
Oh,
originally.
Thank you, Kirby. Well done.
But I was not online when you guys discussed it.
Stop talking about. We haven't recorded another version of this podcast. This is the first time we've done this.
You don't need to see a Zygon.
That was just a rehearsal.
Move along.
Be a Zygon, but then I started to doubt myself because she was acting so human.
Yes. How many actors in the UK have an American accent like that's so good?
Maybe she is American, Kirby.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it was like we were talking when we were not originally recording, move along, how they were throwing things at you that were thinking, it's that. And then they put doubt into your mind.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
that. And you were like, oh, hang on a minute. Second
obviously, she's not a real policeman because she's got a sort of a Mexican flag instead of a New Mexican flag.
Oh, shut up, Kirby, for goodness sake.
And the street names in some of the reports are made up Crescent and fictional Close. And by the way, we do not use a street name ending in Close here in the U.S.
Yes, true, we don't.
Really?
Not at all.
Never mind.
But why?
Moving on.
Maybe up in New England or something, you know, where the original colony
is. England not in the United States then?
New England.
Yeah, but this is New Mexico.
Okay, so it isn't. Right, shut up. Meanwhile, the Colonel Walsh goes on a mission or initiates his mission where the soldiers have to try and... Yes.
Is Colonel Walsh the actress who supposedly has worked with Capaldi in the other...
Yes, she's a comedy actor, yes.
Yes, Rebecca Front, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I never saw that series, so I don't know.
Don't worry about it. She's a comedy actor and a renowned one.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Yes. Can I move on now?
Never.
You may finish your sentence.
So Clara and Jack watch some video of people being taken down in lifts. Well, actually children, really, isn't it? Being taken down in lifts and disappearing.
They were lured. Since Clara is a Zygon anyway, she deliberately did that.
Yes.
But that kid kept screaming and screaming and screaming.
Yeah.
That was horrific. Like I say,
Didn't she say she hacked into Scotland Yard's CCTV or something? All the lifts in London seem to be having problems.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. The doctor shows all the soldiers a picture of Osgood. That's basically who they're looking for. And so they go on this mission and they can't infiltrate this house. Simply because the Zygons look like the families of the soldiers, and the soldiers cannot believe that even though they've
it's
been
the
told.
It's the questions, you know. Why? Yeah. How would I know that? You'd immediately shoot them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would I know that? You're going to kill me.
Yeah, brilliantly done.
I have a British question.
Okay.
Back with the lifts.
Yeah.
They one of the elevators, Jack, what's her name, Jack?
Yes, Jack, yeah. Yes.
She says, this is SOAS, S-O-A-S. What is SOAS?
Go on, Debbie.
I don't recognize that.
I don't know either. That's why I was asking you. You're the cleverest of the whole of us. SOAS? No offense, everyone.
I don't recognize
that. Okay, let me Google it.
Oh, you could have Googled it in the first place.
Don't Google it. You'll lose. Just turn into shit.
The School of Oriental and... wait, it didn't bring the whole thing up in Google.
I told you, this version
SOAS, of the SOAS, University of London, the School of Oriental and...
Yeah, I did say I wanted this part of the show to be slick, Kirby. Anyway, right, so, yeah, the whole scene is horrific, brilliant, gripping, thrilling, and...
horrible.
Yeah, and horrible at the same time.
Yes, and horrible.
I'm so glad.
And the fact that they all disobey orders and wander in.
If they were really imprisoned... I'm glad they didn't actually show any them killing, even though they are Zygons, killing what essentially in their minds was their mothers and family members and stuff. So, really, really good scene that. Totally helpless. Of course,
they killed them pretty fast. I mean, it was only a few seconds between
the UK. Yeah, just gone.
Eventually, the doctor hears the cries of Osgood, and finds.
I thought she'd been planted personally.
Another
Osgood.
I know. Yeah. I was trying to think of some sort of plant gag. And of course, they make references to a question mark lapels, which are a little bit prominent. These question mark lapels, they need to be a little bit smaller. They're a bit over the top, aren't they? They're massive.
Not really. They're about the same as some of Tom Baker's.
No, they need to be a little bit. Well, here's one further down. He had a completely different style shirt.
Finally found the whole thing spelled out. The School of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London.
I think we've milked that one, Kirby.
I couldn't. When I went over to the website, they didn't have what the darn letters stood for. It was weird.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a reference to the doctor, you know, and he's having once worn question marks. This is a bit later on. And this is where he refers to his question mark underpants. If anyone wants to get me some question mark underpants for Christmas, that would...
You'll have to make them.
I'm sure everybody has to do.
I'm looking forward to the cosplay reaction.
What people are just going to turn up wearing boxers.
Going to run around in question mark underpants.
Yeah. Oh, that's going
to
be brilliant.
All you need to do is get online specific Doctor Who question mark templates. There's loads of them online from the different types of lapels or whatever. All you need is one of those. Take it into your local embroider. And you can get your question mark wherever you like. I haven't got
embroidered.
Around to doing that.
I was just going for permanent felt tips.
Yeah, really embroidered.
It's embroidered on the shirt. It would look better embroidered.
I'm sure my wife has one of her sewing machines will do embroidery.
You've still got your window open, haven't
you? Life after love.
What?
Pardon? Sorry, I'm just singing along, Kirby.
What are you talking about?
Your Cher song. You were just.
Every time you open a page, you disappear for a bit, and then you come back.
Not opening any pages.
Oh, you've gone again.
I'm not opening any pages.
Life after love.
Hello. Hello.
All right. Just be quiet for a moment, Kirby, and I'll get through this part of it, and you
McFly,
might come back.
McFly.
Would you be quiet?
McFly.
Talking of McFly and the anniversary, or not, that wasn't that much the anniversary.
Yeah, where's my hoverboard?
The celebration of that wonderful set of films, Back to the Future. Did anybody see the bit where Michael J. Fox and Doc Brown appeared on that chat show?
No.
Playing.
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh my God, it's one of the best things ever. It was an American chat show, and they came on with the DeLorean playing Marty and Doc. It was absolutely fantastic. Totally in character. And for Michael J. Fox at the moment, that's quite a remarkable feat in itself. Mm. But, oh, God, it was so good.
I saw the bit where he got given some real self-lacing shoes, self-tying shoes.
I don't know about that. But
at least they say they're self-lacing. They have not actually demonstrated them. They've just shown them.
Yeah, they didn't see it. Yeah, just sort of, they were bending over and suddenly they were tied up.
But when it was on there, I thought, God, this is really annoying that you can't favourite things on Facebook, so you can just keep it and, you know, go back and look at it again at some point. That's something that should be done. Because they recently changed Facebook now. You know, in the old Facebook, I could go on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group, which you can join, and I could then do a list of our members in order of joining. Can't do that anymore because I've changed it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Let me see.
Facebook updated.
Uh-oh. Really?
Again.
Right. Again. Keep changing it. There's no need to change it.
Yeah. YouTube keeps changing as well.
Well, yeah.
I can bring up and update.
I beg your pardon?
You
He's opened the thing again.
You open something else and we lose you.
What sort of...
Can you understand me? Hello, McFly.
A moment. Shut up.
You can very definitely display it by join date. I've got it right now.
All right.
It's off to the right. There's a... it says default. It's a drop down.
Okay. All right. Debbie, can you keep them talking for a bit while I... do some searches on them.
I've completely lost where we're up to now.
We're up to the bit where the doctor is having a nice tete-a-tete with Osgood regarding question marks.
That was 5 minutes ago.
No, I just mentioned that early because I was quite excited by it at the time.
I also like the bit when they're in the cellar and he's worked out which one she is. He thinks he has, but she's just saying, no, we are both Zygon and human. And you get that word again...
Hybrid
crops up yet again, seems to be the word of the season.
Yeah, is that because that is the series arc?
Yes. I'm worried about that.
Always worried about that.
Worried.
You can get some tablets, darling. Honestly. pop it. All right, anyway, back to the story. I have posted the said link about Martin McFly and Doc Brown visiting the Jimmy Kimmel live show. Which I thought was absolutely amazing. In fact, Deb watched it before I did. So you've got to watch this. You've got to watch this. No, I did. I'm afraid you lot all hate Back to the Future, but it's one of my favourite series.
I love Back to the Future.
Yeah. Never said we hated it.
You're only saying that because I said that now. I liked it before you did.
You must not have been paying attention to my Facebook. No, you never go on Facebook anyway.
Don't
you
I?
You didn't see my Facebook page on the anniversary. I changed all sorts of stuff, and I was posting Back to the Future stuff.
Back to the Future
all day.
Is absolutely fantastic, and they've been really clever with some of the things they've predicted. And even though I did get a couple of things wrong, but some of the things they predicted in that second film, you know, it was brilliant.
I want my hoverboard.
Adam only goes on
hoverboards
Facebook.
A bit,
books
you know.
Pictures of his family.
I wear double ties all the time.
I bet you do.
Double ties.
I wonder how many people actually went to work like that. That would be so cool.
Well, obviously, they were never going to get the clothes right. But you look at the certain things. Let me think of something.
Read my facts.
The Skype thing was probably the best one. I mean, obviously, we don't have it. You can have it on your telly, but your computer screens are big enough now that you know you've got that sort of view in HD of your friends at the other end. But you know, it's just brilliant. It's a fantastic story.
Faxes. Yeah,
love it.
I had
I love
a fax.
Back to Doctor Who.
Once a long time ago.
Back to Doctor Who. So we don't know which Osgood got killed because they sort of became each other, didn't they, in a way?
Yeah.
So
and
essentially,
also in that conversation, they redo the rules for becoming a Zygon duplicate. So
yeah.
That was just for plot convenience.
Yes.
Because as we saw later on, they apparently still do need human prints, didn't they? Because we saw those sort of pods that had human.
Well, that's only if they need more information from them.
Oh, okay.
So Clara must be very complicated.
Yes. Well, she is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, that's how they got the information out of her about Through the Consequences, and that it was named after a game show.
Ah, you see, yeah. Anyway, so we then come up to the
and
point
then
where...
And she said that she got it because of Trivial Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it soon dawns on
Jack.
It's originally called Hot Springs, by the way. Hot Springs, New Mexico.
So it wasn't called You Don't Get This One, then. Yeah, so...
That's next.
It very quickly dawns on Jack that... Clara isn't who
things
she
ain't right. Yeah,
yeah.
But then she just killed the traitors.
It's really funny when she sort of stops having to act like Clara and has to basically just be her Zygon self.
Oh, I like evil Clara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now this is she's been reminding me more and more as time goes on. She is, I feel, and it'll probably upset Kirby for me saying this, that I feel she is the Sarah Jane of the new era.
Nope.
Because of the various aspects. one, that her Sarah Jane, when she was first a character in Doctor Who, did not travel with the Doctor nonstop. She was on Earth and on the TARDIS, and she was doing her career as a journalist, back on the TARDIS or whatever. She's the only one of the classic characters that had that relationship with the Doctor, where she was sort of sometimes travelling with him and sometimes not. And Clara's like that. And she's also got, you know, she's done her Sarah Jane possessed face, which is great. So I can't think of a modern character that I would say is like Sarah Jane until this one. I don't care what you say, Kirby.
I can't think of...
I thought Amy was a bit more...
No, Amy's just Amy.
Is Andy still there?
They kept going back to UNIT, but they never showed Sarah Jane's home. We never saw a home for her until the stupid pilot.
That's irrelevant.
And Amy and Rory would go home and then get picked up with the doctor again.
That's irrelevant. I was talking about the classic era. I did say, and I quote,
Rose would go home.
She was the only companion in the classic era. I'm not talking... Did I say... Right.
No, but your basis of comparison is that Clara goes home and then goes back to the TARDIS.
No, you weren't listening.
She's a companion on her own terms, isn't she?
You weren't listening. So you both get...
Don't you dare.
No, sorry. I know you're going to get another one because you weren't listening to what I said. Do I have to go and rewind the tape? In fact, I will do for the podcast.
Not again.
You weren't listening to the bit where I said the only character in the classic era... And again, I'm so cross, I'm going to delete some more points before we get started with the quiz.
Who's went
the
that
classic
time?
Era, the classic era that had a part-time travelling relationship with the Doctor for a period of time before she became the regular, always travelling with the Doctor companion.
How about the Brig?
But yeah, I was about to say, what about the Brig?
You're saying that Clara is the only one, but she's not.
Hey.
The Brig was a companion who had a relationship with the Doctor, where
no,
he came and went,
no.
He travelled the TARDIS.
No, he didn't, though.
Yes,
he
did.
Wasn't a companion.
He travelled in the TARDIS.
He did, but he wasn't a companion.
Also, he came and went, different stories.
He did.
So, how
but not in that way. Sarah Jane started off her first series. I'll mute you lot.
Panic mode engaged.
Liz Shaw never travelled in the TARDIS.
Right.
She right. didn't.
Oh, that's me. I've just muted myself. How do I mute you?
Yeah, you muted yourself, not
hang on, I can turn you down. Here. Right, here we go. Yeah, I've muted you lot now. Yes, yeah, Sarah Jane travelled in the TARDIS in the second and third series, but in the first one she was sort of in and out. Now, I know the Jenna character, Clara, has been doing it throughout her time. To answer the other arguments, the Brigadier occasionally appeared in Doctor Who, very rarely travelled in the TARDIS. And I can't remember what else. You've put me off the beaten track now. Apart from, basically, I've unmuted you now. You've come back now because I've forgotten what I was going to say. You've put me right off the beaten track.
I can't. And what was Clara's duplicate called? I've got it written down as Boing.
I wrote down Boing straight. I think Bonnie.
It was Bonnie.
I wrote it was Boing down as well. Yes. I wish it's Boing.
Yeah, I was like,
Bonnie.
What? B-O-I-N-G or B-O-Y-N-E, I wrote down.
Bonnie. It was Bonnie.
I suspected yes. that was...
Can we move on from that now?
Bonnie. Okay.
Oh, that's a question then, obviously.
No. And back to the Amy situation. Amy started off as a regular companion. And then, as she that was with me. Rory, then
it
she became a sort of occasionally travelling in the TARDIS. So,
can we drop that?
What him? That burp? Well, no, whoever did the burp can't drop it. Anyway, so yeah, then we see a few flashbacks.
Your attempt to make your attempt to
right,
make.
I'm going
to
mute you lot again. You're talking over me again. Yeah, a few flashbacks to. How Clara became Zygon Clara, and the body print was very quick. I don't know how quick they can do it now because they shot her and then she was immediately there with them. I'll unmute you now because I'm sure I'm able to actually finish my sentence for a change.
You muted us for all that time.
You said, well, you think there was a bit of time between her being shot and the replacement coming? No?
No. Well, it was quite
yes,
quick.
There was a bit of time there. Yeah, yes.
Well, I may be wrong. I might have misread that
particular
scene.
Well, then you get the bit with the Zygon police officer talking to Kate about the child not having learned its own body print and things
up
like
too
that.
Left.
So, yeah, it's a bit like, how long does it take? Yeah. How long has this one particular one maybe been watching Clara or something?
Back to Osgood for a sec, where she's standing there with the doctor with her... question mark lapels. What jumper is she wearing there? I thought it was a bit brigadierish, actually.
Yes,
it looks a little brigadierish.
But it's not got the little stripey sort of, not stripes, like the way that the weave that the brigadier's sort of jumper had, Debbie, you know what I'm talking about? They had a strange sort of weave to it. Oh, well.
I was trying to place it and I couldn't.
You couldn't.
Get the exact. I thought maybe they'd gone for as close as they could from shop bought or something. I don't know. It was like cosplay. It doesn't. It's not exact
just
science.
Doesn't care,
yeah.
Okay. It's just the question. Yeah.
And then, of course, we find that the policewoman is a Zygon, and then Kate gets done in, and then
I don't think so.
I think that's Kate being Kate.
I don't think that Kate is dead at all.
I think that is actually,
oh no, she'll be back. She'll be okay.
We left her at a cliffhanger.
She'll
have got the Zygon and she'll be pretending.
Well, of course, there's a Zygon on the plane, isn't there?
Now, I object. Duct tape is not strong enough to hold a Zygon.
It did look like duct tape. It did.
God's sake, Kirby. Yeah, Clara Zygon. Bonnie Zygon.
Do you get the boom off screen when she shoots the plane?
Yes.
Because my
boom off screen. Hang on,
yes, you don't see it happening, do you?
Good, because then I reckon the TARDIS is safely in the hold.
Of course it is.
TARDIS is what? Oh,
the
I see. Okay, very good, Debbie.
Yeah,
they've got that Zygon held up like a Hannibal Lecter.
Yes. But,
yeah. So basically, Bonnie shoots the plane, and there's no prequel to for next week's episode.
No, there isn't.
Why wasn't there? I mean, Nicole
previews for next week.
They have posted one.
Have they? Where do they post it then, Kirby? I'll post the link online. Oh, for God's sake!
You don't want me to go out and find something like that.
I tell you what, though, that was one of the best cliffhangers we've had since.
It was good.
Since the Doctor regenerating.
Good cliffhanger.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
It was good.
Right,
yeah.
I'm going to now, eventually, after a long trial of trying to do podcasts this evening, I'm going to talk about this. What I think of this episode? Absolutely, Sue bloody perb. This was.
Now, are you recording, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Are you sure?
God, wasn't this a good episode? I was. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I was trying to write questions while watching it, but I was so engrossed in that I kept on forgetting I was writing questions about it. And then I started it up again to write some questions about it and got engrossed in it again. It's just brilliant. Absolutely fantastic episode. Best one of the series so far, quite comfortably. And I'm hoping that the next one is also going to be as good.
He's got a cold, leave him be.
Like Dormageddon.
And normally for me, I just like timey-wimey episodes. No timey-wiminess in this. It's just a great story. And Deb sort of walked through the room about 20 minutes in and said, because she hasn't seen the last two episodes, nor has Isabella, and just said, oh, this looks like a good one. But I haven't seen the other two yet. So I've been watching them. They're on the iPlayer. But, oh, my word, what a good story. What do you think of it, Andy?
I really enjoyed it, yes. I mean, I watched it I watched the rugby because we were out in London yesterday.
Bloody hell. Priorities.
I watched the rugby.
The rugby, there you go.
And the Harlequins won. Get it, big one up far away at Bath. Oh, get it. Nick Evans, 8 penalties. That was so good. You know, I watched it last night on the iPlayer because I got home and I checked into Virgin and it wasn't on the iPlayer.
You checked
on
into
TV.
Your Virgin? Sorry.
It's a Virgin.
Oh, behave. For goodness sake. Now, I didn't watch it on the the iPad. Through the iPhones, but yeah, really good. I thought the way Clara, I think that is the best Clara episode we've seen, because she's so sharp. She's so...
Yeah, but which one is sharp? Is it Bonnie that's sharp or just Clara that's sharp? I'm getting confused here.
No, you're right, it's Bonnie, yes. Right. The point is, it's Bonnie that's really sharp as the Zygon Bonnie. So I think that's what he said. What's up next week? I reckon next week, we're going to get real Clara. It's going to come back. She's going to kick ass so much. She's going to take a Bonnie and she's going to kick her butt so much. But also, I mean, the great, the doctor playing the guitar. I mean, I'm going to
tell you. Is anyone else having trouble understanding him?
No, I can understand him quite clearly, can't you, Debbie?
Yes, I understand him.
What about you,
okay,
Mary?
Yes, right.
I do. I understand him.
The doctor playing the guitar was brilliant. I mean, how good was that? I'm going to get my electric out next week, plug in the amp. I'm going to come in next week with my guitar. Wow, that was brilliant. It was so good.
Okay, what do you think of it, Debbie?
Really enjoyed it and looking forward to next week. I enjoyed it much more than last week's offering, I must admit. I enjoyed last week's, but this was much more about the whole... We've got a situation. The situation's getting worse. The situation's getting even worse. Oh no, this character's in this peril.
Yes, and you
all
can't
the
see how they're going to get out of it, can you? It's fantastic. You're thinking, oh my God.
I've watched it 3 times now, and that's most I've watched any of this season yet. So I know it a bit more in depth, and I really enjoyed it. Tom's looking at me like I'm mad because he only saw 20 minutes of it.
Oh, well, Tom needs to watch a whole lot. Get Tom to watch a whole lot, Debbie.
I will do. No. He's just done a rude sign. That means he walks through podcast kitchen. And I was really hooked. I was hooked into it really from the beginning. And sometimes it takes a while for me to sort of find my stride watching Doctor Who. And this time it was just easy, straight in, bang. And I was enjoying pointing out things like the tumbleweed and the
Tell
silly
what,
things.
This was so good.
It was quite a serious story,
Debbie, that I'd completely forgotten that it started with the three doctors at the beginning of it.
That was lovely.
It was so good that when I only remembered that when I watched it on the second view. I thought, well, yeah, that was in it too.
I really liked the old... telling this basically the story as well. I thought that was lovely, and the bit with the gravestone with my sister was quite poignant. And I just knew from basically that flashback and the Osgoods talking that it started out good and got better. So poor old Jack and the lot who were killed as traitors, or rather zapped and probably put into pods. So they'll probably be back next week.
No, we saw them as the little Brillo pads.
Did we?
Yeah, Brillo pads.
Yes. Oh, did we? Yeah, no, Brillo pads. Hairy cow pats is much preferred that description. But I didn't see that, notice that bit, obviously, even after 3 watches, because I was so busy scribbling. But I was really into it.
Because you're that competitive. That's why you're busy scribbling.
No, I'm not that competitive. I just can't stop writing. Most of it is gobbledygook. But all in all, really enjoyed it and really liked the idea of the tunnels to the UK from Uzbekistan and wherever they were. I've got it written down somewhere, and from New Mexico and possibly from Australia, because that was hinted at there was trouble there. And so that whole network of tunnels would be quite good to cover at some point and bring back possibly in the future, because if they've made these tunnels, then why can't we use them afterwards, you know? Mm. So, or UNIT have access to them or something afterwards, so... Mm. Lots to play with.
Yes. Brilliant, thank you. And what did you think of it? And bearing in mind that Kirby was quite scathing about certain aspects of this story, so it'd been quite interesting to see and hear what he thought of it.
I loved it.
Oh, my God.
Ding!
I will find nitpicking things in every story, and actually some of the things I spot are just it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of the fun, wibbly wobbly sets, you know.
Their problems with the oh so perfect research department of the BBC making mistakes about the US. I found that amusing. But it didn't detract from the story at all. I kept seeing where it said Thursday 1st of something on that calendar. I can't make it out, although it could have been October, because the Thursday was 1st of October.
I put that a few times and I couldn't work out what it was.
So anyway, the first time through, I was kind of ambivalent about the story, because I was watching it the first time and trying to figure out what was going on and everything. After I saw it once through, I've now watched it 2.5 times since, so a total of 3.5 times, and absolutely loved it every time. Earlier today, Fred came through in here and she noticed that it was on, and she hasn't seen the last two episodes. And she saw this one when it was about halfway through, and sort of got caught up in it, and she saw the soldiers disobeying orders and was going, no, you're going to get killed.
She really got into it then.
She really got into it. And I told her, hey, you stick around here and you're going to get spoiled with this. And so she left the room. She's going to wait until her boyfriend comes by a little later. Thing is that we'll probably have to watch the girl who died, woman who lived first, because her boyfriend's seen the girl who died, but not the woman who lived. And she hasn't seen either one of those. So it may be a while before she sees this one. Anyway, this one was really, I wouldn't necessarily say it was the best of the series so far.
Yes, it was.
Because they've all been just so good. There are great aspects about every single story, and little not so great aspects about every single story. It's going to take until the end of the series, and what I am absolutely fascinated by is how good this series is compared to last year's bit of rubbish.
It wasn't that bad last year, but it was nowhere near as good as this.
Right. And we keep going and going and going with good stories. I'm thinking to myself, when are they going to have a bad story?
No, we're halfway through, so I ain't got much time left.
More than halfway.
Hmm.
Last week.
We could get let down by next week's episode. I doubt it, because it's not written by Stephen Moffat.
I posted a link to the Zygon Inversion preview. It's very short.
Okay. Are you finished, Kirby?
Is it an inversion when you turn something upside down? So is it just a Zygon on its head?
No, I suspect it has something to do with, think about what the weapon that Harry Sullivan developed.
Yes. It turns them inside out, literally.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Sorry, listeners. All that good stuff. Mary.
Oh, my.
Hey, I loved it. I think this is the best one of the series. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I love spaceships and aliens, and this is the spaceships.
You've got to play the whole tune.
Oh, okay.
Have
fireworks going off somewhere. Really, I do. I think this is the best one of this series. I think it's the best one of the Capaldi anything. I love spaceships and aliens, and I didn't get the spaceships, but I sure got the aliens. I think the Zygons were so well done in this, so threatening and so evil. And I loved the hints from the past. I mean, the character saying, you know, there's something very wrong going on underneath London. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is like the old series, yeah. There's always tunnels and subways and things underneath London, you know, that is festering with aliens. And I like the reference to Harry. and his invention of that gas. For most of this episode, I'm thinking, oh, here's Clara again being, you know, on top of everything and being so sharp. And so it was a wonderful surprise to have her, you know, be a Zygon and not Clara. I said, oh, now that all makes sense. So I love that. I love, you know, when things turn on themselves and you're surprised by things. And I thought that sheriff or sheriff's deputy, at first I thought she was a Zygon, but then the more she acted afraid and cooperative and all that, I thought, oh, well, maybe not. Somehow she escaped, but then, you know, she turned out to be. So that was a lovely surprise, too. One thing I don't get in this whole story is, you know, the doctor and his respect for the Zygon existence and the peace process and all this. He's being so careful. But the Zygons are wiping out humans. Every town they seem to go into, you know, they completely kill all the humans.
Yeah, but these are the bad Zygons, Mary.
I am the doctor, and I save people.
Yeah, but Mary, these are the bad Zygons that are doing that. He's taking consideration to the ones that aren't bad. He wants to save the ones that aren't bad, but trying to tell the difference between the two. If any of them survive, because they're getting wiped out by the bad Zygons as well. But that's what he's referring to. He wants to save the good ones.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll accept that. I just thought, my goodness, you know, whole towns are getting wiped out. Why isn't he acting? So, yeah, that does make sense with what you say. But, yeah, definitely top story. Great story. Great characters.
Well, it had to happen at some point.
Surprises. I loved it.
I think we can end the podcast now. That's it.
No quiz.
No, I didn't. I meant end it. Full stop. All right. So I think we should move on to a bit of feedback.
Hello to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This is Patrick from North Hollywood with my feedback for the Zygon invasion. To be honest, I'm not sure what to think about this episode. I enjoyed it. A lot's going on. I'm definitely going to have to watch it again just to pick up all the threads. You've got Kate Stewart. You've got Osgood, both Osgoods. You've got Clara, now the Zygon version of Clara. You had that great cliffhanger. So a lot going on in this episode. It's almost they tried to pack so much in, you almost have to watch it twice just to see all the threads. Yeah, I can't really say much about it other than I enjoyed it. I can't wait to see how it ends in the next episode. I've only watched it once, and I shouldn't have recorded this feedback until I watched it again, because there's just so many threads going on. Still a little bit unclear of this strain of Zygons who want to be pure and not masquerade as humans. I think that's the gist of the rebellion. But it's all very interesting. I love the whole Truth and Consequences, New Mexico. Yeah, just anyway, lots going on. I hope it resolves nicely in the next episode. I'm pretty sure it will, because the writing has been stellar this year, this season, this series. And we'll just see how it goes. But yeah, I have to watch this probably once or twice more just to prepare myself for next week. And that's it. So hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, Patrick. And it's nice someone was prepared to provide feedback before we actually get to the concluding part of this story. And I do hope that means that we're going to get lots of feedback when this story does indeed conclude next week.
Well, Ian will.
Ian?
Mm. Ian Kirk.
Well, Ian does that every week. I'm talking about everybody, really. But
I can see his script for this. Yeah.
Well, perhaps Reese might. You never know. Yeah.
Sure.
Got some more from feedback from Jeff Waddle. I can do this one myself, Debbie, if you don't mind.
Short but sweet, eh?
Okay. Wow. That was it. And
unusual.
What's unusual?
What's unusual? To like the current Doctor Who.
How do you know he's saying wow? How do you know he's saying wow because he likes it? He might be saying wow, that was
rubbish.
Because
he said he expanded over.
Okay, we'll talk about the expansion later. Debbie can talk about that. We're just going to do this bit of feedback.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. It's Ian Kirk. Oh, is it? Zygon Invasion. Written by Peter Harness. Not Donald Trump. We know Jenna Coleman is leaving this year, so when Clara is in peril, she might be killed off. Will Clara die? Or, worse still, marry King Yukanos?
Oh, please.
Kit Stewart's sidekick is called Jack. Is she a captain?
Mm.
Unit is bombing New Mexico. Do we have any listeners in New Mexico who would care to comment? There are violent immigrants in New Mexico who refuse to integrate. And they are British. Huh. Damn their Marmite. As I understand it, in America, rich people live in high-rise apartment buildings. In England, they are mostly owned by local government, and poor people live in them. Mm-hmm. Another podcast was wondering how a teacher could afford to live in one.
What do you mean, another podcast?
Does the doctor use his guitar to play the TARDIS blues? We did not have any scenes from next week, which suggests to me there is a surprise coming. Having two versions of my feedback last week would have given you an idea what an immortal version of the ponderful Sam Swift would have been like. Sam Swift the Quick. In the Bible, quick is the opposite of dead.
Yes.
Not a shielder. She doesn't know Jack.
Oh, blind.
Has said that cosplayers are swooning at Lady Mee's female highwayman outfit, especially as the convention flu is bound to make someone a little hoarse. A shielder took the doctor on a housebreaking expedition. Leandra might have made a better cat burglar. In the episode Rose, Clive knew a lot about the various incarnations of the doctor. A shielder might be similar, and she has been around for centuries. When the doctor saw her in her Viking village, he stared at her, but said he had never seen her before. She might have been stalking him since he was William Hartnell.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It seems he'd been tracking the Doctor since 1651. Sort of a stealth river song. If she hung around Totter's Lane, she would see several Doctors. One, six, seven. The unbearable pages, torn out of a shielder's journals, might have been descriptions of the Sixth Doctor's fashion sense. Who looks at a pair of sunglasses and says, these need to be more sonic-y?
Hey, who turned out the lights? I can't see a ruddy thing.
If I had my way, we would see a shielder meet an older Susan, played by Carol Ann Ford, and find she helped her rebuild London after the Doctor abandoned her. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you, Captain.
Right then, Mrs. Melrose.
Yeah?
If you go down to a post in the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook group, which you can join, there's one chap called Kirby Bartlett Sloan who requested that we had some feedback.
I've got Ian Burgess up. I've had it up.
Yeah, first we need to have Ian Burgess from last
year. Yeah, I've had it up since the beginning.
Whoa there.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
will
exactly.
You be quiet? God, you lot, go off on one, don't you? If you go to the first one, it says Debbie Melrose Lysis. None of it's got Baz Hood. Can we not do that one first?
I'm going down. Hang on.
That's what she said.
Something that Ian said, I wondered too in question. It looks like Clara has moved from her house into what looks like very cheap apartment buildings. So I just wondered, you know, if anybody else noticed that.
House?
I don't remember in a flat.
We've seen her flat before in, was it a Christmas? One of the Christmas ones where she had her
parents around.
Yeah, apparently. Her parents, yeah.
Apparently we're going to see it again because... Apparently we're going to see it again because the iconic set which we can have pictures taken at the Doctor Who Festival is, in fact, Clara's flat.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
So we'll see what that's
like. Does that mean that the creatures from Flatline are going to flatten her in the flat?
Right, Baz Hood's feedback,
where's that tumbleweed again?
Excuse me?
The tumbleweed.
You need a better picture of that, don't we?
Yeah, sorry, carry on, Debbie.
Baz Hood, back to a load of rubbish for me again, I'm afraid.
What?
Such a great premise, but poorly executed. I felt no tension at all. I could see the Clara twist coming a mile away. We're being banged over the head with a hybrid again, because we're obviously idiots, right? And the reusing of locations is really showing, with Clara living in Rose's tower block and the Flatline Tunnel showing up tonight.
Yeah.
And then we've got some feedback from Adam Saunders. As always, can't judge a two-parter on the first part, but enjoyed it and looking forward to how it will be resolved. Yeah, the twist was obvious, but I just don't care. Enjoyed the social commentary, even though it was a little heavy-handed. And we've got Ian Birch. First thing, why did the American sheriff have a Mexican flag on her uniform? New Mexico is in the USA. Its state flag is yellow with the state symbol on it, not the Mexican flag. Bad, bad costume designer. Apart from that,
bad
costume designer. In your bed. Apart from that, I love this episode. A fab mix of sci-fi and modern political paranoia drama, not too unlike the modern world, methinks. Osgood may pay homage to the 4th, 7th, 6th and 11th Doctors with their clothes, but this entire episode paid homage to the 3rd Doctor.
Yes.
A wonderful unit story with a budget and special effects that Barry Letts could only have dreamed of. P.S. If this episode was to get a classic Target novel adaptation, would it be called The Four Doctors?
No.
Right.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. No, there's more.
Is there? Where? Underneath that lot.
Yeah.
That's all me after that.
Yeah, it's Kirby. You want me to read that too? Let me just
see. Oh, I see.
I mentioned all that stuff already, most of it.
Yeah, no, it's all been done.
No, it's all been done, is it?
Yeah, but now you need to go back a week to Ian's.
Yeah, we did promise him. Here we are.
Go on then.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Woman Who Lived. Feedback. Sorry, Ian, we missed it last week. So how many of us for that brief moment thought we were going to get a sequel to Warrior's Gate or even a prequel to The Visitation? Overall, an enjoyable episode which continues the quality of Series 9. The plot was a good mix of character-led moments portrayed perfectly by Capaldi and Williams and some alien and comedy nonsense.
Capaldi.
After all, isn't that what you and your family want to watch on a Saturday night? One small negative point was the way the crowd forgave me for trying to kill the highwayman and bringing hell to earth, and their acceptance of the highwayman's amazing recovery from death, but no story is perfect, I suppose. So onwards to unit soldiers, who probably still can't shoot, and whispering orange aliens. P.S. Last week's village scenes were filmed in both studio and on location at Cosmeston, Wales, just in case you wanted to know. Thank you, Ian. Sorry,
I did mention that part.
I know, but we wanted to read it all for him.
Yes, well, thanks for spotting that.
We haven't seen anything from Jeff Waddle. I wonder what he thought.
Yeah, what was that? You said there was an extended version. Sorry, I'm not close enough to the
microphone. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, that would be good after having mentioned it.
So you well, next lot. Week anyway, it was Bob.
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 It was Bob. Bob, wasn't
Bob.
It?
Bob.
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 Bob. I mean, come on, how many people we sat there watching and we went, Bob.
Bob.
Bob. It was really, oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. I love
Kirby
it.
Jeff,
Master.
Yes.
Master. Jeff Waddle said this on his own Facebook page yesterday at 9:06 p.m.
Are we allowed to refer to that?
I don't know if that's his time or my time. At last, a brilliant Doctor Who episode.
Wow.
Best one since Matt Smith's era, season 5. Whoop, whoop.
Mm. Yep.
And he's had a whole bunch of people click like on it, including me, Alan Butcher, Dean Hill, Scott Fuller, and some people I don't know.
Well, that definitely warrants a...
Oh, yeah, no. Fair play to him, Jeff. You really did like it. It was good.
Yeah, okay, right. It's now time for this week's edition, eventually, of You Won't Get This One.
I won't.
You probably will, Adam. And the first question goes to the winner from last week, Smarty Pants Melrose.
Yeah.
How many Zygons?
20 million.
Told you would get this one, didn't I? Andy.
You will get this
one. She's going to win.
Andy.
Yes.
Might not.
What operation did the Osgoods talk of?
I know.
No.
Debbie.
Operation Double.
See, told you.
Kirby.
Master.
What news headline was behind the... The left odd goods head.
White House appoints alien ambassador.
Yeah. Debbie always said that, wasn't she?
Mary.
Yeah.
What did the doctor leave?
What did he leave?
In relation to the little video that the Osgoods left.
Oh, I know.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know.
I don't know.
Kirby?
The Osgood box. Which
Debbie.
We'll find out more about next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe so. Debbie.
Yes.
Where did the doctor sit on the swing?
Oh, for goodness sake.
When he was sitting on the swing, where yes. was it? Where was that, you know,
I'll have a
that
go
scene
at that.
Done? It flashed up on the screen. They were at...
Oh, Brockwell Park.
Oh,
got there in the end, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
Oh, like
sorry, I've got
yes.
it written down.
Yeah, so would I as well.
I thought you were going with left or right hand.
That's Andy.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Kirby.
Andy, I forgot to deduct the points you got from earlier on. Oh, damn, I can't remember how I deducted now. Which two of them were being very naughty during that period of recording? Do you remember?
Can't really remember.
No, I didn't ask you, Debbie. I was asking Andy. He wasn't the one of the naughty ones.
You were getting cross with all of them.
No, I wasn't. sorry, whose question is this one now? I've lost where I was now.
Andy's question, isn't it?
I might have to review
that.
That
was mine.
This is Andy's question, yes. Who did Kate ask for as she walked down the stairs of the unit safe house?
It was the black woman.
Oh, I know.
It's that black woman. I don't know what her name is.
Oh, I know this one, yeah.
Okay, go on then, Kirby.
Colonel Walsh.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks, I've written that down as well.
Okay. And the ding wasn't for the bollocks statement either.
I've got titivating the fronds, then the next thing is the Colonel Walsh.
Right, Kirby.
Titivating. Master?
By the way, if the word bollocks is suitable for Strictly Come Dancing, it's suitable for this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah, Kirby. What message on the iPad? What message was on the iPad?
Truth or Consequences.
Yay.
Ah. Mary.
Yes.
What words were on the side of the van that drove off with the two girls?
Hello.
Parks maintenance.
Yay!
Yes.
Is that like Parks and Recreation?
Yes, a bit like that.
Right, so the scores at the moment are in last place with no points.
Yes!
Andy.
Okay.
In fourth place with 2 points. Mary. In third place with 3 points. Me. In second place with 5 points. Debbie. And in the lead with 6 points. Kirby.
Yay!
I have.
What are you saying yay for? Right. For the next question goes to Debbie. Mm-hmm. How many missed calls did Clara leave before the doctor?
127.
Oh, yes, I
We knew that was coming.
Yes, I'm going down.
Andy.
Yeah, whatever.
What flat did Sandeep live at?
51. Second floor, 51.
Anybody else?
I don't know what it was.
No, the next one next door was 51. Which one did he live at?
I don't know.
You
can go either way, you'd still get the point.
Go on.
50.
Good. Thank you very much. Kirby.
What was the answer?
51.
Okay.
What? I said 52.
No, 52.
I said 51.
Sorry, you said either
said
way. Sorry.
51.
52. Shut your face. 52.
Hang on.
52. I'm on the points deduction button if anybody says anything else.
Well, I've got nothing, so I can't get any worse, can I?
Right, I've forgotten who's... Oh, this is Kirby's question, isn't it?
Master.
What telephone network is Clara using? That sounded like Jonathan Ross then. Clara. What telephone network is Clara using? Clara, using
ComSat. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Adam.
Sorry, I was expecting him to get it right, and it took me time to get the mouse poised over the wrong button.
How am I supposed to know? I saw it. I saw.
Did that, can you blow your nose a bit further away from the microphone by any chance?
What?
Not you. What? Are you blowing your nose at the moment?
No.
Well then, shut up. Right. Anybody
Where
like
do
to come
you
up?
See the phone network? On her phone.
Well, right. I do yes, what you, I did what you normally do. I paused the screen and thought, what network is she using? What's the matter with me? I'm not drinking anything tonight and I can't speak. Maybe I should drink something. Right, maybe does anybody know the answer before I give myself some more points?
O2.
Pardon?
O2.
Spool sport.
What was it?
It was O2.
O2? It's oxygen?
It was O2. That's
O2
that's my
UK,
phone network.
Yes.
It was a guess, but it's my phone network too.
Mm. O2. If you could have told me that, I could have got O2 priority or gone to the O2 priority lounge when I went to see U2 the other day.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right, Mary.
Yeah.
What?
Hi, Mary.
Shush. These questions are just too bizarre.
Shush. What impossible situation did the doctor leave UNIT in?
I know.
Don't know.
Go on in, Andy.
Nightmare scenario.
Pardon?
Nightmare scenario.
No, I know what it is.
Oh, I know, yeah.
We don't get any points. That's another one for me. But go Peace. On then, Kirby.
Peace.
Well, that would have been correct, but so you're not going to get a ding for it.
Uh-huh.
Right. That was quite Mary's question, wasn't it? So they're going to do a score update. The scores so far in last place with no points, Andy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even deduct any points from him. Maybe I should have done. In fourth place with 2 points, Mary. In third place with 6 points, Kirby. In second place with... sorry, no, in first place with 8 points each, it's Debbie and me.
Yay.
You don't count.
Yes, yeah. I do. So, Debbie, question for you.
Yes.
God, I do hate... The only thing I don't like about Apple, right, is it's ridiculously bad... I don't know what they call it when it... Predictive text, isn't it?
Oh, I hate
it's
that,
It's ridiculously
yeah.
bad. The words it comes up with... When you're trying to type
I'd love
in.
To just be able to just send a text message with what it's come up with a predictive text because it's so insulting.
Well, can't you disable like predictive text?
You can, but then you have to do that whole.
Yeah, most of it. Sometimes it's quite useful, but when
I had a post somewhere on the Facebook. The only thing I don't like about Apple is this little short.
Yeah, is the predictive
audio.
Text. Right then, so this is the question for Debbie, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you what it actually what the predictive text wrote. Afterwards, so what does the doctor like about being president of the world?
He likes poncing about in a big plane.
Yeah. Oh, just knock my microphone over. Right. The answer that the predictive text gave was ponying around in a big plane.
Okay. Right.
Andy.
I'm worried about Apple.
All right, yeah, whatever.
Hang on, I better move my microphone because I knocked it over and that's in the wrong position. Right. Yeah. What did the doctor call himself?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, he was president of the Earth, but he was the big ponting around. Yeah, so he's got no points.
I know.
Go on in, Mary.
Dr. Disco.
Oh! Bollocks.
God's sake. And for a bonus point, what else did he call himself?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Excellent. No. Bonus point for me.
Funkenstein. Funkenstein.
It was Funkenstein, so that did me rather well. Thanks, Debbie. Right. Next question goes...
Sorry, everyone.
Who's the next question go to? I've lost that.
It was mine, so whoever's next.
Oh, so it's Kirby.
It's Kirby.
Master.
Oh, God, this one would land on his feet. Well, listen to this one. What blew across the road as Kate arrived in Trooper Consequences?
Yes.
By the way, Master.
Yes.
I tried to determine which species by looking at what species were.
Oh, for goodness sake, Kirby.
New Mexico. There are at least two species of plant that create tumbleweeds.
Well, tumbleweed.
Let it go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
That's okay.
Mary.
Yes.
When did the Brits turn up in New Mexico?
Whoa.
I know.
I can feel some points coming my way.
I know that.
No, I said I know first.
Oh, go on, Andy Kirby.
First.
2 years ago.
Oh.
So, not many questions left now.
Good.
We mean good. In last place with no points, it's Andy.
Yay!
In fourth place with 3 points, it's Mary.
Yay!
In third place with 9 points, it's Kirby.
Yay!
In second place with 10 points, it's Debbie. And last in the lead with 11 points, is me.
It's my fault.
Four
Sorry,
questions
everyone.
Left.
You know, Andy, you have won before.
I know, but I'm not really tonight, am I? I'm stuffed tonight.
Right.
Yay.
Right, Debbie.
Yes.
What time was it when Norlander told Care her story? Right.
I know.
Now, that's predictive text. It should say Norlander told Kate. Right. So what time was it when she told Kate her story?
I didn't write that down.
Oh,
no,
I know.
No.
I'll put it.
Andy said
I know.
He knows.
The thing is,
11:01.
Hang on. Andy knows this one. Go on, Andy.
11:01.
I said I know first.
No, he said it first.
11:01.
The thing is, Master, the time never changed.
Oh, God.
11:01.
The time never changed.
I was asking what time it showed. Oh, right, that's it. Point deducted.
Thank you, sir.
No, I'm not going to do that. You want me to, don't you? So I'm not going to do it. Right then. Kirby.
Hang on. Who actually got a point there?
You did.
Thank you.
Right.
Master?
Kirby. How long was the doctor given to find Osgood?
Yeah, I know.
10 minutes.
Bing.
Mary.
Yes?
Something's gone wrong here. Have I missed someone with the questions?
Possibly.
Did you miss Debbie?
Debbie, did I miss you?
No. Got it wrong.
I don't know how I've ended up with a
spare
question.
It was the time. I couldn't get
I've
it.
I've got a spare question. I don't know how I've ended up with it. Anyway.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. It was the time she didn't get it. So Andy answered it, and then you skipped Andy.
Oh, Andy. Right, I'll do this one for Andy then. Sorry, okay. Mary. Right, Mary, Andy. What do middle-aged people always think?
I know.
I know. That was going to be my quote.
No.
Right, who said I think it was Debbie said I know first. Debbie?
No.
What do you mean no?
I thought it was Kirby said it first.
Yeah.
I'll go on then, Kirby. Yeah.
That it's always going to be the end of the world is coming.
Right. Now we have the last question.
I don't think of that, and I'm middle-aged.
Mary.
Yes?
What was duplicate Clara's name?
I know.
Bunny. Yeah.
Right. At last. In last place with 1 point, it's Andy. In fourth place with 5 points, it's Mary. In third place with 10 points, it's Debbie. In second place... Shut up. In second place with 12 points, it's Kirby. But the final at last after all these years, the winner this week with 13 points is me. I can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Everyone online is going to say it was me.
No, it wasn't. It was me. Finally managed to stump you with enough brilliant questions to warrant victory in this quiz. And that concludes this week's edition of You Won't
Get
This One.
So I don't get any points for effort?
Yes.
Better move on to some Doctor Who news.
Sure.
Woman Who Lived, AI, 81, which it seems to be around about the rating that most Doctor Who gets, really. I don't know why they bother with these AIs. That's appreciation index, Mary, by the way. What's that funny noise? Somebody blowing their nose again. The Girl Who Died official rating. 6.56 million viewers. What's wrong with that?
That's not bad at all.
And it said the rating issued by Broadcasters Audience Research Board, otherwise known as BARB, which does the music charts as well, Debbie.
Barb? Are they barbed in their opinion?
includes all those who watch the programme within 1 week of transmission. It does not include those watching via iPlayer. Did you get that? Not include those watching via iPlayer.
Okay.
6.56 million viewers, Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
Doctor Who was 11th most watched programme on BBC television and the second overall on Saturday. Overall, the episode finished 18th in charts.
Oh,
top of the week was Strictly Come Dancing with 10.85 million viewers. What's that funny drumming noise?
What noise?
Somebody's going... Is it the master?
It must be. Is it me? Andy's gone.
Be quiet. Underwater Menace surfaces on iTunes. The Underwater Menace, currently last Doctor Who story to be officially released on DVD. Yesterday, in fact, I've got it on my table here. Here it is. I haven't opened it yet. It's still in its cellophane wrapper. That is The Underwater Menace, which I pre-ordered from BBC Shop. Looking forward to seeing that, but I'm not going to watch. I've decided not to watch it until we get to it while doing the new series of The Journey, which is coming up within the next 7 weeks or so. Obviously not that one, but the series itself. And The Underwater Menace is quite an early one in the Troughton era, so it won't be that long before we get to watch it. Yeah. But you lot won't get to see that because you haven't got it. I have. No. Anyway, right, so unless I try something else.
I'm heartbroken.
In addition to the story itself, which comprises the two existing episodes and episode two and three, and the reconstruction of the first and last, the package also includes behind the scenes documentary, A Fishy Tale, and also both parts of Television Centre and the Universe, the first part of which originally featured on the Visitation Special Edition. Well, that was a long time ago. The package is rounded off with photo.
I was wondering, because I heard that the second part was on there. I was wondering where the first part was.
Yes. Right.
I don't know if I have the special edition or not.
Don't you? Well, I can't tell you either. I think I might have it somewhere, but my
I've got a copy of the Tales from Television Center anyway.
You have?
Yes.
Apparently...
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, thank you. Loads of publicity photos from Saturday's episode have been published. So if you're interested in that sort of thing. Right, now, the thing that I'm interested in is, and I've been ranting on about this for such a long time, that they haven't had a proper 5-inch figure of the 12th Doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming to Toys R Us, and it's made by Character Options, so it'll
be
consistent.
It's not coming to our Toys R Us, I'm sure.
Be quiet.
It's really, yeah.
So it'll
be
consistent.
The one they've got of him in the space suit with the spiders.
What?
If you go up
I see. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Yep. Also, it's the Doctor with short hair.
Yeah.
Clara does not look very much like Clara. But that's probably the 3-inch. That's the 3-inch figure, isn't it? Oh, but the 5-inch figure does look like her. I'm glad to say. Wow, that's good. Well, it's a bit more like her than the 3.75-inch figures do anyway. But yes, I've been ranting on about this for quite a long time. At last, we're going to get them. And also, a brilliant figure of the 8th Doctor in his more up-to-date look.
But he's got that sash on, which he did not have when he drank from that cup.
But does that mean we're going to see him wearing that sash in this series, Mary? There are rumours.
Good thought.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think he is going to show up?
I hope so. But yeah, so that's great news for me personally, that are finally going to bring out some new 5-inch Doctor Who figures and some old ones as well, which I'm not really that interested in, because we've got plenty of the 11th Doctor. We've got plenty of Rose and K-9. So yeah, I would be buying one of those. I don't care what Deb says. I'm buying one. Right. Overnight viewing figures. dear. For the Zygon invasion, 3.87 million viewers.
Not too bad.
Pretty bad for an overnight. It normally up to about four to five million for an overnight. But anyway, it'll probably...
Oh no, that means that they're going to cancel the series.
Shut up, Kirby. Yeah, so eventually that will.
Well, there's the reason. It says the Rugby Cup final was.
Yeah, but it was between New Zealand and Australia. It was so still good. What?
It was still good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
But New Zealand won it. Actually, talking about that particular match, did you see the video posted, that little boy that run out into the crowd and somebody tried to rugby tackle him? Great big burly bloke tries to rugby tackle this little boy who just wanted to go up and sort of meet what the, you know, his big hero. And the bloke told, I don't know who was the player. Anybody know?
I can't remember his name.
Anyway, he told the stewards to go away, and he basically embraced the boy and then ended up giving him his winner's medal. It was amazing. So Zygon invasion press reaction. The Independent felt the episode was the strongest so far. Telegraph felt the political message was less than subtle. The Guardian remarked on the political aspects of the story.
It was political? Really?
Yeah. The Metro praised the international aspects of the story.
It was international?
Taking
really?
Place in three different locations. Radio Times relished the return of the Zygons.
There were Zygons? Really?
Oh, for God's sake. Shut up.
Yeah, Mashable felt the character of Osgood was underused.
Well, she may feature a bit more in the next episode, mightn't she? Anyway,
hopefully.
Watch that little preview. She does.
Shut up, Kirby. Right. That is it.
I don't want to know. I like to watch these things without a bunch of previous.
I nearly played the wrong jingle then.
Stuff.
Oh, well. All right. So,
do you know what I was doing when it was being shown on BBC yesterday?
How are you watching it on BBC, by the way?
I wasn't watching it on BBC. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I have no way. I was on Twitter monitoring people posting to Twitter while it was on, looking for spoilers.
You are ridiculous. Isn't he ridiculous, Mary?
You look for spoilers? Oh.
What's the point? You might as well not bother watching the episode.
That's sad, yeah. Just live in the moment.
What are you going to achieve by this? Are you going to get some spoilers of the new Star Wars film before you get to see it?
I probably won't get to see it until like 3 or 4 weeks after it.
Nor will I won't get to see it for a while, but there you go. Anyway.
I'm not one of those people who's gone out and purchased tickets in advance like you, Adam.
What?
Haven't you?
No. Why would I want to do that?
Me neither.
It's going to be in the cinema for bloody ages. There's no point in buying tickets in advance.
Exactly. That's why I didn't. Except I know lots of people already have their tickets.
Whatever. Anyway, right.
It's not going anywhere.
No. Whowon.co.uk.
Is that whowon.co.uk?
Has been sponsoring us for 5.5 years now. And I keep forgetting
to
send them.
How long have I been saying?
I don't care. They have Doctor Who Magazine Special Davros and Other Villains edition, £9.99. 114 Ouch. Pages of Doctor Who images and fun. It's got to be worth getting, isn't it, Debbie?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yago and Lightfoot 10 by Simon Bernard and Paul Morris. Price £35, a CD. Probably a big Finnish production. And Doctor Who magazine, 492, with a big Zygon on the front cover. That's a good one, isn't it, Debbie?
Yes.
That's what I thought. There's an interactive Cyberman attack. Fire the blaster to stop the Cyberman. Hit the Cyberman 9 times in 30 seconds to stop. Is that a new rule with Cybermen? Then you've got to hit them 9 times with the plastic.
Yeah, you can't they're saying it's an attack. It looks like a nail.
Ding. Yeah, we featured him last week.
He's really wearing out that tumbleweed, isn't he? apparently 3 hits and the arm pops off, 6 hits and the right arm pops off, 9 hits and the Cyberman falls over.
The Goon Show is always worth quoting.
Yeah, the Goon Show is worth quoting.
Well, I was quoting the Goon Show.
You were.
Well, Isla walks backwards for Christmas all the time.
Dangerous Book of Monsters by Justin Ike. Have got loads of time on my hand. Richards, who seems to write quite a lot of Doctor Who publications.
Not sure about the title of the box, but it looks nice.
The 12th Doctor's Sonic Screwdriver. Actually, if you do go to Toys R Us, you can actually buy River Song's Sonic Screwdriver. So yes, that's quite interesting. Because there's been speculation.
Not in our Toys R Us.
Shut up. There's been speculation that we'll see the Doctor give Sonic Screwdriver to River Song at the Christmas special. But it is only speculation. Some other things coming up soon are The Black Hole by Simon Gurrier. That's a big Finnish production. Mm-hmm. And ISOS Network by Nicholas Briggs. Friend of the show. I think we can call him a friend of the show. Certainly not an enemy of the show. I don't know. Yeah, he's a friend of the show. He's been on it.
He just misunderstands your stand.
He's probably forgotten all about it by now. 8th Doctor, when I find out, actually, because we're going to be meeting him. Well, I will be meeting him at the Doctor Who Festival. 8th Doctor Doom Coalition.
Yeah, I've just got to stand looking at.
I'll tell you what, I might try and get him to do, in the photo, just sort of do him throttling me.
Yes.
I'll try and get that.
Yeah. All Consuming Fire, which is a 7th Doctor story.
Ooh, there's a 150-piece jigsaw in a tin here as well on Who Won.
It's
a Dalek jigsaw
really
in a tin for $3.99.
Don't really go for jigsaws. There's a jewellery box, TARDIS jewellery box.
Daleks were usually in a tin.
Exactly. Hmm. I'm not sure about the jewellery box. It's quite nice, but it's not bigger on the inside.
And there's loads of other stuff. So go to whoone.co.uk where you'll find lots of stuff to buy your loved ones who are Doctor Who fans for Christmas. Not to mention the Lavazzi, who I mentioned earlier on in the show. So, has anybody got anything to add before we wrap up?
No.
Well, that's helpful, isn't it?
No. No.
Okay, well, we can't record on the show next Sunday because it's my Uncle Doug's birthday party and I might have to attend it. So, that leaves
we're doing
us
a Monday?
Monday the 9th of November. At the moment, I have nothing in my diary for that day.
I am working every day that week, right up
Debbie,
until Con
you're
day.
A very naughty girl.
I know, I'll just have to send in feedback.
Doesn't make you any the less a very naughty girl.
I'm free every evening, but that's
about
it.
What about Tuesday?
Tuesday, working all day.
She just said she's working all week.
I'm working all week up until the 13th when we're supposed to be heading to the con. So,
Okay, well...
So I will be not... attending, but
well, I can't
feedback.
Record on the 7th because the show's on that day, and I can't record
okay,
it ahead.
So Monday, fine.
You're going to be Monday. Oh God, it's going to be boring without Debbie.
Moan.
It's going to be boring without Debbie.
I will see if I can drag either Jason or Matthew in.
Not quite going to be the same as Debbie, though, is it? Come on.
Right.
Oh, we're going to miss you, Deb.
Yes,
sorry. Andrew's the only other key holder.
Good. I'm the key holder, and that's why they won't let me have that.
I
prize.
Know. I'd cover for you if I could, but I want to go too.
That's what she said. Oh, you said cover, didn't you? Beg your pardon. Right then. Yeah. Right. Oh, I just knocked my microphone over again.
Again?
Something about
maybe
this.
Debbie can cover for you on Sunday.
Well, that would be a bit awkward because she doesn't work for Marks and Spencer.
No.
What?
We're talking about recording the podcast.
Yeah, recording the podcast.
What?
That would get his attention.
I will send him feedback. Don't worry.
Right. On that note, goodbye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Bye.
Bye.
Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APB Services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.